First of all, white people, when I say Mexican, let's get it right off the bat. I mean Mexican from here, okay? You understand that? A Mexican from here. There's a fucking difference. There's two kinds of Mexicans, white people. Two fuckers, two. White people, you think there's only one kind of Mexican. Au contraire. No. There's fucking two. There's us. English-speaking, articulate, and a very intricate part of the fabric of American society. That is who you see here tonight, okay? You seem to confuse us for that fucker in front of Home Depot. Hold the fuck up, Bubba. That's not me, fucker. No, no, no. That fucker who cuts your grass, cuts our grass too. He does a better job at our house because we tell him in Spanish. All right, and sometimes he's family. Like some people are like, we don't, what do you mean, Carlos? We don't get it. There's two kinds of Mexicans? Oh, yeah, like there's two kinds of white people. Don't act ignorant, fuckers. Yeah, there's you white people, then there's redneck trailer trash. You know exactly what the fuck I'm talking about. Oh, now you know, don't you? You've seen them? Oh, I've been to Kmart. You know that skinny-ass trailer trash that has no ass? It looks like just a leg coming out of some Daisy Duke shorts. You know, you think she's wearing shoes and you get close. Oh, my God, that's her foot. Jesus Christ. How do you get a callus that thick on your foot? You know why, people? You know what I'm saying? You know, like those dudes who, those dumbass, retarded rednecks that live in like Tornado Alley. You know what I mean? Who would move to Tornado Alley? See, Mile High? Ooh, that's a cool city. You know, the City of Angels? Ooh, that's a cool. Tornado Alley? I won't live there. You know, they get hit 8 years in a row and they don't do anything. You know, this is the 8th year you've got hit, man. What are you going to do this year? Hell, I'm going to stay and rebuild. That's what I'm going to do. I was born in Alabama. I'm going to die in Alabama. I know you white people are at home going, God, move! God is trying to tell you something, Cooper. Every time your house ends up in this kind of vicinity, he says, get it the fuck out! How hard is it for you to relocate? Your house has wheels. You don't even need to pack, just drive, Forrest, drive! Well, white people, I know that feeling that you get in the pit of your stomach when you see that. That's exactly how Mexicans feel when we see a dude in a pinto with flames on the side. A Virgin de Guadalupe painted on the hood of the car. Big ass tires in the back with hydraulics. A giant antenna with no stereo. And the last name of their entire family spelled on the back. And a horn that goes, that's when we're going, where's a drunk driver when we need one? Yeah, they don't like us in Mexico. They have a negative word for us, white people. Negative word for us in Mexico. They call us pochos. I swear to God, white people. It's a negative nomenclature. Toward people of Mexican descent that live in America now. They call us pochos. Translated to English, pocho means literally wetback. Think about that, white people. How the fuck can we be wetbacks here and there? How the fuck is that possible? What is this bullshit? We come over here, go back where you come from, wetback. We go over there, vete a la chingada, pinche pocho. Fuck. What is this? I'm not legal anywhere. Fuck you. What, do we gotta buy a house on the fucking river now? We're always separating ourselves.
We don't understand.
It's very simple, white people. This is how you know we're Mexicans. From here, not from there. If Mexico were to go to war tomorrow, white people, we're not going. You understand that shit? What are you gonna do, boy? I'm gonna watch it on CNN like you, motherfucker. What the fuck you think I'm gonna do? Why don't you go help them? Because they're not my people, fucker. Why don't you go help people in Bosnia? They're white. Why don't you go help them? Well, shit, I'm not that kind of white guy. And I'm not that kind of beaner. I want to tell you straight up, white people. You don't need to build no fucking concentration camp for me if we ever go to war. Because you're from there. No, fuck that, white people. Look at me, and I'm fucking telling you right now. If tomorrow America goes to war against the fucking Federation of States or whatever the fuck of Mexico, you don't put me in a concentration camp. Fuck, you give me an M16 and give me orders. I'll fucking shoot Julio in the ass in a heartbeat. You understand that? As a matter of fact, white people, I'll help the charge. I've already crossed the border this way. I know the way back, fuckers. All fucked up. People from Africa don't like black people from here. Straight up. And if it wasn't for the black people from Africa who sold the black fuckers that are here, I wouldn't be here. But we want a fucking label. Ooh, Carlos, you're a Mexican-American. No, don't ever fucking call me that. Call me a Mexican, but know that I'm from here. Like some guy from Brooklyn is Italian. Like when The Godfather came out, they called it an American story. Not a fucking Italian story, an American story. That's all I ask. Treat me the same way we treat other immigrants, and I'm cool with that. I'm down. That's all I fucking ask. Nothing special. But don't fucking Mexican-American. Fuck that. Why am I a Mexican first when I fucking live here? What is this bullshit? You're Mexican-American. Oh, white people, you fuckers get to be Americans, huh? But when you need us, fuckers, oh, we're Americans, aren't we? During war, come on, boy, you're one of us. Oh, see how you're not laughing, fuckers? You see how it is? Brother man, you're an African-American, except when you win a fucking gold medal. Have you ever seen an African-American gold medal come? Hell no, because boy, you're dark, but you're one of us. Come on, boy, run like you stole some shit at Kmart, boy! But don't go, huh, Mexicans, it's the same for you. Oscar De La Hoya was a fucking American when he won that gold medal. Yeah. When America needs us, oh, we're just fucking around. You're one of us, boy, come on! They're never gonna call a black man an African American. What kind of bullshit is that? That's so disrespectful. First of all, you're the only non-immigrant in this fucking country. Yeah. What do you have for dinner and Thanksgiving, bro? Straight out American food. Macaroni and cheese, Kool-Aid, ham hocks, black eyed peas, ham. Straight up. Grandma doesn't come out of the kitchen talking about, baby, I made you some chum dum bum boo boo la. What do you have for Thanksgiving dinner? And then you have a fucking arroz y frijoles on the side, motherfucker, don't you? Don't you have rice and beans on the side to let you know you live here now, but you're a beaner, motherfucker? You're goddamn right you do. And white people, it's the same, fucker. You go to white homes, there's some purple cabbage shit on the side you've never seen before. What the fuck is that? Oh, that's my great-great-grandmama brought that shit over from over there. Black people don't have that shit, bro. All the rest of us chose to be here. Except for you, brother, man. We all know the boat story. Look at some of you don't want to laugh. Hey, what the fuck? Bro, I feel sorry for you in a way, but in another way, you fucking fell for that boat shit a little too easy. Well, what the fuck? Somebody said Carnival Cruises. Y'all niggas didn't even ask where's this shit going or nothing like that. It's Carnival Cruises, come on, Rubies, let's go! Looking 2 weeks later, man, this fucking cruise sucks, man! How you gonna make a motherfucker roll his own goddamn cruise? You're an American, brother, man. More so than anybody here.
No, we don't get it. What do you mean?
You don't know jack shit about Africa, bro. That's the reality of it. I speak Spanish. I go to Mexico, they're like, oye, cabrón, ¿cómo estás? I answer them, pues yo estoy bien, ¿y tú, cabrón? See what I'm saying? If I bought your ass a ticket to Rwanda, the plane landed, the doors opened up, they saw your black ass, got happy, and went, oh, jam da mabula! You know, what are you gonna get a flashback? I'm home. Chandam bum bubble doobe bubble. No. You're gonna be like chandam bubble, Denver motherfucker. America in the hell. But you see how you feel uncomfortable laughing? You see how you are? The shit is funny, but look how we are.
Hey, but we don't want to laugh, Carlos, because then we're disrespecting the black guy. That's why.
Really? That's not friendship.